This is a commune podcast.
देखो पहले तो लाइफ में कोई फायदा ही नहीं किसी चीज का, ठीक है। दूसरा, फुलके लाइफ में हमेशा हल्के होने चाहिए, हल्के पुलके बस।
Hellos and welcomes to the very, the goods, the people who listen to the very, the goods, the podcast. Welcome to Stupid No More. You know, today, I'm very excited about this episode because I'll tell you a little story, okay? 4 years ago, when I quit Microsoft to become a stand-up comedian, I also decided to open up a company at that point in time, and it's called Talking Mime Private Limited. And my dreams and aspiration were that one day I will have an office with a lot of employees and we'll be creating digital content for brands and for consumers and stuff like that. It's been 4 years. There is one employee in my company. Me. Kabhi kabhi main apne aap ko email bhej deta hun. Tomorrow is off. Pata nahi kya khel raha hun main. But anyway, round about the same time, which was 4 years ago, another guy decided to convert his passion into a full-fledged business. And today, I had this gentleman on the show who would tell us 7 steps of how to become successful entrepreneur. No, actually, he won't. But he's a guy that I respect a lot. He's the guy who's actually taken something that he truly believed in and created a business out of it. So without further ado, मैंने कभी नहीं बोला ज़िंदगी में without further ado. I think this is the first time I'm saying it without further ado. Anyway, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome actor, television presenter, the guy you've seen on Extra Innings during IPL, the one and only Gaurav Kapoor. क्या ही करेंगे हम, क्या ही सिखा देंगे किसी को एक पॉडकास्ट एपिसोड में?
कुछ नहीं सीख सकता लोग, भाई सीखने वाले लोग भी तो होने चाहिए। इंसान बाय नेचर कुछ सीख ही नहीं सकता कभी। मुझे एक आदमी बताओ जो अपने लिए कहते ये मैंने अपने लिए किया। सर अपने लिए तो कोई कुछ करता ही नहीं। अब एवरीवन इज लिविंग एक्सटर्नली।
ये कौन से मूड में आया?
देखा अब मैं अगर देखो बाल लंबे हैं, अगर दाढ़ी भी बढ़ा लूं मैं तो बताओ कौन सा बाबा बन सकता हूं मैं। I'm thinking into getting into FMCG business now.
Yes. Cure for everything.
Exactly. There is a cure for everything except stupidity.
But how's it going for you? Lockdown, kitne pagal hue ho?
Main to bilkul bhi nahi pagal, kyunki mujhe insaan waise hi nahi acche lagte. Matlab, I like humans basically as subjects for sociological studies and experiments. Otherwise,
oh, bhai saab.
Not scientific, sociological. I don't mind that at all. Yes, it's been very difficult for the company, and then, you know, having so many families and people to take care of, you know, falling squarely on your shoulders, that's hard. And then, you know, we've had to last couple of days take decisions, which are, you know, you have to throw a few things overboard to just keep the ship sailing. So, you know, those are always hard decisions. So today has been a lot about that. So it's really sort of weighing heavy on me because by nature, I'm a creative person, not an entrepreneur. So, you know, when you have to do things like this, like you're having to let a few people go so that the organization can survive. For people who are business people and people who are maybe heading big companies as well, they're going to, that's par for the course, right? We do this every Monday for breakfast. But, you know, when I started it, mine was not to go, you know, to let people go. Mine was to get more and more people. So it's been a kind of a hard day.
And on this hard day, I decided to talk to you about pursuing passion and making it into business.
But it's true. But you know, the thing is, I was telling somebody the other day, I said that here's the thing about pursuing passion or doing for life what you really love. First of all, thank your stars every day, because 99% of the people in the world go to work, right? They go to work because they have to. They get up in the morning, they get ready, and they go somewhere where they don't really, really, really want to be, but they have to be, right? So know the difference between want to be and have to be.
Correct.
You've been in a situation where I'm sure you started, you wanted to be there, but then as you go further ahead, you have to be there because suddenly you've got a bunch of responsibilities, you've got a family, you've got, you know, loans, etc. You've got life, right, to pay for.
You get caught in that cycle.
Yes.
Yes.
And then you decided to leave all of that at, you know, not at a very ginger age, and then say, I'm going to do something that I really want to do, right? Now, even when you do that, you realize that 80% of doing what you love is actually cleaning out garbage.
Correct.
You, I'm sure that as a creative person, as a comic, you don't want to make an invoice. You don't want to talk to a client. You don't want to quote to somebody. You don't want to do paperwork. Correct. You don't want to oversee the filing of your GST. Ye to bas upar upar ki baatein main bata raha hoon. Now, so much of that, starting from, damn, I'm stuck in traffic, or I don't want to do this meeting, or I don't want to do this podcast, or I don't want to, you know, there's 100 things that you don't really want to do, but you have to do because that helps the other 20 things that you really enjoy doing. So even in things that are your passion, first of all, you're very lucky that you have a passion that you can turn into a career, right? So thank your stars every day. And in that also, be ready to remove trash and move garbage and roll up your sleeves and do really mundane shit work. You have to. तो वो भी करना पड़ता है. I think ये लोग realize नहीं करते कभी कि उनको लगता है कि सुबह उठेंगे और सुबह से create करना शुरू होंगे और creator सो जाएंगे. ऐसे नहीं होता.
हाँ, that entire romanticizing of passion ना.
Exactly.
अलग ही ज़िंदगी है. You are happy all the time and.
So I feel that people who are happiness में तो नहीं जाएं क्योंकि वो तो बिल्कुल ही अलग है. But let's talk about just this about passion and profession. The trash will come with it. Just roll with it. Don't get frustrated. As you said, don't get unhappy. Don't start pulling your hair out. Know that this also has to be done. And anxiety and all ki to bare mein baat chhodi do. I'm talking about logistical things of turning your passion into a profession.
In fact, you know, logistically, so to say, when I left Microsoft, na, which is 4 years ago, I think, 4 years ago, when I left Microsoft, I was very happy in my job here. I was actually genuinely very, very happy. Like, I used to really enjoy going and working in that company. And, also the profile was such that it used to be all fun. But for me, the reason was that there was something bigger. Right? In my head, there was something bigger, and that was stage.
Yeah.
So when I jumped into this side na, of following passion, it was a very weird experience of moving from business to creativity. Okay, so what happened initially for me was that the business aspect of it, which was, you know, this invoicing and the other work, like you said, right, that came very easy.
Yeah,
because I was doing it already, right? So it came very easy. It was just the creative part of it which became a challenge. Like, how do you become a creative person? And now what has happened is, in the last 4 years, I have put so much of effort and work into the creative side that sometimes I actually look back at the last 4 years and I said, have I created a business for myself which I could have given the experience that I had?
Of course you will question that, and you must question that, and that's great, because that's like your ideal right brain, left brain balance. That's your yin and yang. That's your, when I'm doing one thing really well, I should question the two other things that maybe I'm not doing very well, right? You should continuously question. I do that on a daily basis as an individual, as well as a creative entrepreneur running a content company, right? We do it all the time, and that's a very healthy exercise. But from something you said before, the difference between challenge and enjoyment, right? So while the creative part was a challenge for you, you enjoyed that, right? You enjoyed cracking comedy because that's something you really wanted to do. And while all the paperwork was not a challenge because you already knew how to do that, you didn't really enjoy it, right?
It's not, of course.
It's not something you woke up in the morning and said, aaj bada maza aayega, aaj main 3 invoices banaunga. It's right? Achha lagta hai, paise aa rahe, but you, that's a chore, right? It's a task that you have to get rid of. Similarly, when I started a company, the first thing that happened to me, Anshu, I didn't know this, right? I've never been an entrepreneur before. I decided to set up a content shop pretty much by, I mean, like most things that happens by mistake, people may glorify it in hindsight and say, mere ye plan the, mere wo kuch nahi hota. Plan bante rehte, change hote rehte, things just happen. My only thing was, I really wanted to make a particular kind of sport stories, right? Video content, audio content. There's sports stories I wanted to tell for many, many reasons, which we'll get into later. But I wanted to do that. I didn't know how I'm going to do, what structure will be. Will I partner with somebody? Will somebody give me investment? Will I do it myself? Will I own the large? I had no idea. That when you just send out that energy, it just happens, right? It just rolls one thing into another, and suddenly you've done one project and then another, and you know your ideas are working, and the next thing you know, you suddenly have an organization with 30 people, right? Literally, I kid you not, I'm not glossing over, it just happens. Now, what happened is, as soon as it became beyond me, now I have been a solo operator and a freelancer for the large part of my career. It was always, every decision I took, the repercussion was felt only by me. But now, when I make a decision with a company, that repercussion has a ripple effect that goes way beyond me. And the quantum of decisions that I have to make is shocking. I had no idea that running a company required so many decisions to be made. Because as you know, you worked in a company and you an individual now. As an individual, of course, you're having to make decisions. But the number of decisions is not multiple in a day, right?
It's not like this. Also, they're much faster.
It'll be quicker, right? Because the repercussion is only you. So you don't have to think of anyone else, right? But as a company, I suddenly thought, okay, now I have to make five decisions. Do we chase this project? Do we answer this call? Do we really want to be an agency? Are we chasing this IP? Have we registered the IP? Is this name correct? Is this design correct? Kept going on. And my initial instinct, as is everyone's, we're all, you know, procrastinators in one way or the other. So, you know, purani saying na, aaj kare so, kal kare so, parso, isi baat ko kehte nikal gaye barso. Right? So, I as an entrepreneur was always saying, abhi nahi karna, sari information hi hai. Phir maine ek badi achhi line padhi, this amazing line by Jeff Bezos, right? Of course, no secret of what a successful entrepreneur he is, right?
Achha hi kar gaya ladka.
Theek kar raha hai ladke ne, to potential achhi tarah se exploit kiya usne. But I read a lovely line by him in one of his books.
Which was?
I have never in my life made a decision with more than 70% of the information available to me. Line just really made me think. Because your natural reaction to decisions is, I'm thinking, wait, I don't have all the information yet. Let me just hang on. Let me get some more information. And sometimes the decision just has to be made. It has to be made, right or wrong. You have to make it. Because not making it or delaying it is actually doing more harm to your business and your organization and your team and morale and et cetera, than actually making a wrong decision. So that for me was like a big eye opener. But it took me a long time to come to peace with that because I could not handle the pressure of making decisions that impact so many more people. It's a very difficult when you start a business and nobody tells you that.
Did that play on your creativity part? See, whatever little I know of you, you come off as a person who is very casual. But behind that, either there is just sheer brilliance or there is a very smart, creative brain.
Go on.
Right? Or just pure luck. No, but you know, maybe it's just your love for doing good work. Okay, let me put it that way. Because whatever comes out from your side has a certain quality, has a certain class about it, right? And despite you being so casual about things. Did this whole natural instinct, did it get hampered because you were now becoming an entrepreneur, a businessman, taking these decisions, like you said? Did you get frustrated with that?
That's great, yeah. So the first thing is that the only thing casual about me is my sort of external sort of demeanor. It's just the veneer, right? I like to call it the carefully constructed, careless look. It's a bit like how Shah Rukh Khan wore his shirts in the late 90s, right? Thodi si bahar, thodi si andar, thoda button khola, thoda teda, thoda collar aada, upar aada. It was a carefully constructed, careless look. But that's the only thing that's casual about me. Neither my sex nor my decisions are ever that. Banda andar se bada serious hai. Par dekho, bahar se aap entertainer ho na, kyunki dekho, kaun sa matlab philosopher aur bari bari baatein to ab tab karo agar aapko FMCG company kholni hai, hai na? Aur logo ko bina tested products bechne, fir aap karo philosophical baatein. But
fourth reference to Babaji.
So much trouble because of this. I just listen, man. I'm a big fan of audacity. If you hear any of my talks, I always say that you should always have, you know, ambition and audacity. I think that the audacity to just come out one day and say, listen, we've got a cure for something that, you know, 7 or 8 billion people in the world don't have a cure for, when you actually don't, is just amazing. I think it's great.
Actually, audacity is the right word because this is not about whatever backing you have or anything.
It's amazing.
Like, this is. This is just going out and making a statement. It's like,
look at us.
Forget about legal implications.
We have a problem going out and telling, after we've made a good show, we have a problem telling people that it's a good show, right? Even when we know we have, we've done our best, we've done it. But if we didn't have a show, right? If you had not had cameras or material, or right now we didn't have mics and we were not recording this, how can we say this is the best podcast? Because there isn't. It's amazing. We let out a fart in the air and we said this is the best podcast ever to rule the airwaves. It's the equivalent of that. Sorry, anyway, coming back. We digressed. As we must. So so in terms of being casual, yes, there is. I've always taken pride in a few things. One is of knowing the industry and knowing my business really well. So because I studied economics when I was in college and I had these sort of failed banker dreams when I was in my early teens.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, I did.
Kitne minute ke liye? How long did those dreams last?
Like a good 4 or 5 years.
Oh, seriously?
I wanted to be an investment banker. Today, I mean, and honestly, if I had become, I think that the global economic meltdown would have happened far before 2008. Could have possibly. And then the world would have recovered quicker, right? So it's all for a good cause. Should have. So I've always taken pride in, you should know your business. You should know what's happening. You know, you should know every gig, every shoot, every campaign, everything that's happening. So there's a lot of thinking inside. So in terms of strategy as well, I've always been, what do I want to do? Who am I? Who am I not? What will I not do? Take decisions. Now, I've been in the business 2 decades and I have sort of always just tried, you have to stay relevant and you have to just keep reinventing yourself. So I started with doing a travel show and radio. Then I pivoted to doing music television. I did that for a while. Then I tried to do movies. I did films and that did not work. So I had to very quickly take a decision saying that, no, this is not working for me. I choose not to be at the bottom of this food chain or this pyramid. I don't want to do it. I don't like it for various reasons. I love acting. I love films, but I'm not enjoying the process. So what's the point of being here? Because it's the process that you have. So as a person, I'm a person who enjoys the process more than the result. I actually don't care 2 hoots about the result. By the time things come out, I've actually left the building. I'm gone because it's not in my hands anymore. What was in my hands was 100% effort and 100% sincerity, and I gave 101. So that's done. Now move on. So it didn't work for me. I was not enjoying the process. I was always interested in sports. So luckily, I'm a little blessed that my zone of interest and curiosity in the world is very large. I don't know whether that happened with my parents fueling it, happened by myself, it was genetic, it was blessed, I was struck by lightning. I don't know what it is, but it is, right? So sport is another.
I imagine if your passion was anthropology.
But it is. I'm a certified misanthrope. That can only happen because just everything, all my relationships essentially are extended sociological studies. They just are anthropological. That's interesting.
कुछ भी confidence के साथ बोल दो चल जाएगा।
यही तो देश है ये सर। I have found the door. I can get you to the moon in 1 minute. I have got a time machine and a teleporter and I'm synced them via Bluetooth.
अभी तो latest है vaccine भी आ रही है अगस्त तक।
चल भाई सर। ये मेरे ख्याल से अगर आप ये if you are listening to this podcast in 2021, it is still not here. I mean, you can have a laugh, right? I mean, if you're listening to this podcast in 2021, we just want to tell you that, it was
we were just a month away.
Yeah, we were a month away from an Independence Day vaccine, which Will Smith would deliver to us personally. Here you are.
Par wo ho na saka, aur abhi aalam hai.
Yeah. So I think...
You were talking about the process.
Yeah,
you were
so
talking
then about the process. I reinvented and I said, I really like sport, so let me do sport. And I started doing sport broadcasting. From that, I said, I really like this. I want to produce stuff. I have ideas. I want to create a business out of that. Take it straight to consumers, because sport in India with broadcast is amongst the best in the world. But when it comes to telling stories, perhaps the ball is dropped by the big broadcasters or the big organizations, maybe because there's just not enough money in it or it's unexplored or there's just so much money in live sport that you don't bother with anything else. So I saw a little market gap over there and I decided to jump in and do that. So a lot of it has been while you say lovely things like I've chased my passion, I've chased my instinct, it's actually been solid business decisions at each point in time. So while on the face of it, I may just show that I rolled from one thing into the other, inside I know that I have taken calculated risks. Some have failed, some have worked, and that I continue doing so. So even when we pivot, or even when we think we need more people or less people, or do this project or do that project, I think I've just got a lot more comfortable with the quantum of decisions that have to be made, and sort of the hyper-focus decisions or the hyper-focus that my career needs as an individual and as an entrepreneur.
But you know, you're correct, right? If you were pivoting around sports, A, that is in any case a very wide-based kind of a you know, field to get into. Cricket per se is in any case so big and so huge, and if you're smartly addressing a gap, there is a certain level of confidence that yes, you know, if you do it right, it'll work.
Yeah.
But a lot of people today, when they start looking at creating content, and especially start looking at creating a business out of it, maybe they're identifying gaps. Maybe they know there's certain things that are missing, but they're still not sure how to go about it. Now, you had the kind of experience of knowing how, let's say, production is done, or maybe even the contacts. But there must have been a time where you were sitting alone, right? You were like, okay, I'm here. Let me start.
Yeah.
What were your first few steps in that? Where did you go?
Geez, so I got to tell you, I remember it like yesterday, even though it was 4 years ago. So I had always been interested in this whole idea of short form content and, you know, going digital, going straight B2C, etc. So I used to talk about it a lot with Sundar Raman, who was the COO of the IPL at the time. And I used to keep sort of chewing his ear off. We'd be on flights going for games, or, you know, sitting post them during them. And I kept saying that, you know, I want to do this. I want to do this with the team. I want to do that. Why are these teams not thinking of going directly B2C, et cetera, et cetera? They're just only doing traditional linear broadcast, et cetera. So he, in early 2016, actually joined Mumbai Indians, right? Or joined the Reliance Sport effort. He went to head that. And as soon as that happened, he called me and he said, listen, all the things that you've been saying to me for the last 12 to 18 months, those are great ideas. Let's do them for Mumbai Indians. It's like, fantastic. I'll show up.
Nice.
Showed up. I worked with the team. I put together a content plan, a big content plan of how you take MI to the fans, because fans need to know the team behind the team, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I was...
And at this point, it was absolutely solo text.
Nothing. There was no paperwork. It was just me. It was just Gaurav Kapoor alone. Lone Ranger. So it was just...
I knew that was coming for some reason.
Yeah. Park the horse. We're done with the joke. Yes, take it away. So, as a Lone Ranger, used to show up. And people who are aware of Mumbai know that, you know, all the Reliance offices are in Nariman Point and I live in Bandra. That's a long haul, man. I don't like that. But I would do it. I did it like, whatever, 30, 40 times over those 2-3 months, came up with all the content, came up with the name MITV, which is the most known brand right now for all IPL teams that have fan channels.
Correct.
I came up with MITV, had to convince them that, why are we calling it TV? It's not on TV. I was like, no, you don't understand, whatever. This is all of this sort of going back and forth. And we did that in 3 months. I was a consultant at this point in time with them, creative consultant. And then after that finishes, they turned to me and say, all right, this is approved. We're good to go. Please make it. And like pretty much a lot of things in life that I have done before, I first said yes and then said I'd figure it out. Right? So I said, okay, how difficult can producing be? Turns out, rather difficult. Right? It's very easy to sit in front of the camera and sort of instruct people who are running around at the back and tell them how to do their jobs better. But when you have to, see, as an individual, I've only been last mile connectivity, right? But now, because people have been working for a year, setting everything up, they work, they put it together, they get the money, they do everything, they set up the stage, and then I show up, we guys as performers show up at the last minute and, you know, take the applause and the check and have zero accountability and go home. But now when you have to produce and lay down the line for that metro and not just last mile connectivity, you suddenly realize that these waters are deep. Yes, they are very deep waters.
Different ball game.
Absolutely, yes.
Different ball game.
Not even ball here. What to do? You first have to make a ball. So, I said, yes. And I kid you not, Anshu. I'll tell you what my day was, right? I managed to hire a team of complete nitwits, as they turned out to be. And they were freelancing. I didn't have any paperwork, nothing. And what I would do is in the morning. So again, with people who know Mumbai, I live in Bandra. The Extra Innings Sony studio was in Film City, which is way up north, right? And the team Mumbai Indians used to stay at the Trident in Nariman Point, which is way down south. The difference between these two points is about 30 kilometers and 2 hours, right? Safely. I would wake up in the early in the morning. I would go at 9 o'clock to the team hotel. I would try to shoot with everybody, instruct people, do this, do that. At 2 or 3 in the afternoon, I would leave there and then trek all the way up north to the Extra Inning studios and then shoot there till midnight or 1 a.m. and come back and just do this drill again. And I said, I'm going to fall ill, right? This is not, this is not good. I don't know if I'm doing justice to either job. And these are not hidden jobs. You know what I mean? Like when you're doing extra innings, the country is watching. You can't really be anything below your A-plus game. Similarly, when you're doing something for the first time for a team that is owned by Reliance, right? You're not doing something small on the side. There's a lot at stake. So for 1 month, I was literally, my eyes were bleeding, right? And then I got very lucky because my friend Ankur Tiwari said, listen, our old pal Nirav Ghosh, who's one of the oldest sports producers in the country, by oldest, I do mean by age as well. He's going to kill me after this. The most experienced sports producers. He had just come off making a 3-year project, comprehensive documentary on the history of Indian cricket called Midwicket Tales with Nazimuddin Shah. So he made that and he was waiting for his next project to start. So he had a couple of months. And Ankur just mentioned to me saying, listen, Nirav's there. He's sitting Vela. Why don't you ask him to help you? He's in between projects. I was like, dude, he's overqualified for this, right? Yeah. Why would he do it? He said, but why would you not ask the question? I was like, shit, you've got a point. Of course. So I met Nirav and he's, you know, we've been friends since, you know, 2 decades now, like a long time. We go back to Delhi, right? We go a long time back to doing voiceovers, PWI, et cetera, on Sports This Week and stuff like that. So I asked him, I said, would you do it? He said, actually, I do have a month free. I'm waiting for something to start and that's got pushed. So I said, how much money do you want? He said, X. I said, please take X plus 20%. Because take it. He was like, oh, shit. Okay, that sounds very good. And he just took over. And that just began this working relationship, which we didn't define at that point in time. It took us almost 24 months to define it afterwards. But again, not something we planned. We just kept working. We did one thing. We did another. We did a third. We did a fourth. And we said, is dosti ko rishtedari mein badal dena chahiye? And, you know, and then, then he came on as a co-founder of Oak Tree Sports. So this company was not even set up when the first MITV season happened in that first IPL back in 2016.
What was giving you so much confidence that what you're about to do is so good that you've actually walked up to people, hired a few freelancers, gotten a very big guy involved into a project? Why were you so confident that it's going to work?
Because I negotiated the deal before and I had the money. Right. So the thing
is, simple answer tha. Main socha tha koi badi Jeff Bezos type ki koi dialogue aayega.
Sare bade jo sawal hote hain na, unke jawab chote aur aasan hi hote hain. Itna main aapko bata dun. No, but that's the risk we took with Breakfast with Champions. Now I'll tell you what happened there. There was no money pre-committed. You were not an agency. You had not done any work. We decided we wanted to be an IP company, right? Because the real assets that you have, I thought this in 2016. If I just had to, I told Nirav, I said, listen, if we just had to have an agency model and say, producer hai ji, ek aur production company khol di. I said, you're not interested in that. I'm not interested in that. We both work enough as freelancers. As freelancers, it's very easy to set our target saying 50 days in the year, I will do bread and butter work. And 100 days of the work, I will do dessert work. And the first will subsidize the second. And then 50 days, I will relax and pontificate like a creative person and whatever, right? You make those goals for yourself.
Correct.
So it's far less heartache than starting an operation. So why would we do that? Why would we say, oh, let's get 10 mouths to feed so that we just do rubbish work to just feed those mouths? Because we don't have those mouths right now. And we're why are we doing that? Why would we do work to fill time? So let's make IPs. But upfront, I knew that we also can't be, let's be practical, let's not be indulgent. Let's not say, hum dusre apna hi banayenge, kisi ke saath nahi kaam karenge. Right? And then you just invest money for 2 years and then you sell nothing and then you go, all right, we lost time and we lost dollar and cent. So how do we balance this? So then I came up with this thing, which were two big post-it notes that were on my desk. Desk in an office that was a one-bedroom apartment. It was...
It's the same office, no? Where I came 2017 mein when I was...
That's where we started. Yeah. Right? That's where we started. Yeah. It was that. So I made two post-it lagaye that our company for the first 2 years will be a balance of build and build. So B-U-I-L-D, which is our own IPs, and B-I-L-L-E-D, which is prepaid agency model kind of content where we don't own the intellectual property.
Oh, interesting.
So build and build, build. Ka balance hoga. Because I will do good deals on the agency model so that we can, and Nirav is very good with subsidizing cost of production, so we can have slightly healthier margins than most regular people would have while maintaining quality, of course, not compromising that. That's a given. And then use that money to then fund whatever new ideas we want to do. And Breakfast with Champions, by that time, I'd already made 4 episodes. Okay? 4 episodes, aise latak latak ke kaise banaye the maine, ki hamare jo dost hain Glitch ke, Varun and Rohit, friends of mine and yours as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Main sabke kaan khata tha ye content ke bare mein. From 2014 onwards, aise karna chahiye, ye hai, market mein opportunity hai. And Varun and Rohit were always very encouraging and said, tell us what you need, how do you want to do it, let's do it together, whatever help you need. They, all options were on, right? So, I got this Breakfast with Champions ka pehla episode to shoot with Gary Kurstin. Again, because I'd eaten Sundar Raman's ears, he said, listen, you said, I've asked Gary Kurstin for you, he's very fond of you, he's happy to do it. So, let's, I'm like, okay, ab, kya kare? Ab, aage kya hoga, uncle? Camera kahan se aayega? Called Varun and Rohit, I said, yaar, bhai log, kal Gary Kurstin aa raha hai mere saath shoot karne, wo show jo main baat kar raha tha. Kade, bahut badhiya catch hai. Maine kaha, bhai, sab kuch chahiye.
एक कैमरा मिल जाता था
तुमको जरा कर दो. कहते कोई बात नहीं, पहुंच जाएगा. उन्होंने सुबह की इनोवा भरी अपने ग्रुप के साथ, क्रू पहुंच गया. जब क्रू पहुंचा तो मैंने कहा, एक मिनट, मुझे 9 लोग नहीं चाहिए, आप लोग एक काम करो, ये लो कैश, ठीक है, हजार हजार के दो पत्ते, याद है 1000 रुपए के नोट भी होते थे.
ओह हाँ, उस जमाना
#PDMod.
इस पॉडकास्ट में सब कुछ है,
सब कुछ मिलेगा आपको एक्सेप्ट कैजुअल सेक्स, यू विल गेट एवरीथिंग एल्स. दो 1000 रुपए के नोट ने थमाया, कहा कि देखो रोड के सामने स्टारबक्स है, वहां जाके आप बैठ जाओ, सिर्फ 2 बंदे यहाँ पे रहो. कहते क्यों? क्योंकि मैंने विजुअली डिजाइन कर दिया था शो, तो एक कैमरा मैंने लगाया सिर्फ सिलुएट. वो कैमरा वाला कह रहा है, सर ये तो सिलुएट है. मैंने कहा हाँ. कहते सर कोई दिख नहीं रहा. मैंने कहा मुझे भी पता है सिलुएट का मतलब. सोच रहा था मैं पागल हो गया. नहीं मतलब योर शो, राइट? आई सेड यस, आई वांट दिस शॉट टू बी सिलुएट. दिस इज नॉट अ टीवी शो, दिस इज एन एंटी टीवी शो. दैट प्लान था. आई हैड सीन व्हाट्स इन द मार्केट, व्हाट्स नॉट इन द मार्केट, व्हाट कैन वर्क, बिजनेस थॉट, राइट? इन द रैंडमनेस, इन द केओस, देयर वाज ऑर्डर. सो दिस इज हाउ आई वांट टू डू इट. वी मेड दैट, आई मेड 3 or 4 episodes. नाउ कम टू, वी हैव डिसाइडेड दैट first season of Mumbai Indians is done. We have also made a documentary with Leander Paes in Wimbledon in 2016 summer. Both these projects are done. Now we're thinking, what should we do? I said, I'm trying to sell this show that I made, Breakfast with Champions, to, I went to Sony, I went to Star. They both passed on it. They said, no, we don't want to do this. So Nira was sitting in office one day and said, listen, you made it. Yeah. He says, you made it for what? IP, or you made it for upfront money? I said, for IP and to do the way I really want to do it. He said, let's just put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And that is a very daunting task when you have no subscribers and no presence on YouTube. We said, let's do it. प्यार किया तो डरना क्या, छलांग मार दी, कर लिया. आशुतोष राणा साहब की एक लाइन याद है मुझे, सन 2000 में जब मैं मुंबई आया था और मेरे पास सिर्फ एक लैंडलाइन होती थी और आंसरिंग मशीन. उस वक्त जमाना आंसरिंग मशीन का था. किड्स में वॉन्ट टू गूगल एंड सी वॉट दैट मीन्स.
हाँ, ये मैं नीचे पॉडकास्ट के डिस्क्रिप्शन में इसका पूरा एक वो दे दूंगा, लिंक्स टू व्हाट इज आंसरिंग मशीन अंकल.
चीज होती थी, बड़ा मजा आता था. तो आशुतोष राणा मुझे मिले गए एक शूट में, उन्होंने अपना लैंडलाइन का नंबर दिया. कहते लड़के तुम जान, लड़के तुम मुझे पसंद आए, फोन करना कभी, ठीक है? तो हमने कहा सर थैंक यू. तो मैंने फोन लगाया तो उनके आंसरिंग मशीन पे गया. आंसरिंग मशीन पे मैसेज सुनिए आप क्या था. उड़ान भरने के लिए छलांग लगाना जरूरी है। आप संदेशा छोड़िए, मैं आपसे अवश्य संपर्क स्थापित करूंगा, नमस्कार। मैंने कहा
क्या बात है
सर, 20 साल हो गए मैं लाइन नहीं बोला ये। और आप एक तो आप छोड़िए कि लाइन बोली कैसे और कितना ड्रामा है इस लाइन में, बट वजन देखिए इस लाइन का, सी द वेट बिहाइंड दिस लाइन, राइट, दैट इफ यू वांट टू फ्लाई यू हैव टू लीप, इफ यू नॉट गोना लीप आर यू गोना फ्लाई, एंड आई हैव यूज्ड दैट सो मेनी टाइम्स इन माय लाइफ, एंड सिटिंग इन दैट लिटिल और टाइनी ऑफिस दैट यू बीन टू, नीरव एंड मी सिटिंग देयर, आवर टीम, टू पीपल इन आवर टीम दैट सिट एंड सेइंग व्हाट्स देयर टू लूज, लेट्स जस्ट पुट इट आउट, यू नो इनफ पीपल. When you say that you're producing something on your own and you're pulling it out, trust me, the people, the goodwill that you have, people will come forward and spread the word for you. And sure enough, everybody pitched in, all my friends, from whether they were from film or whether they were from cricket or, you know, wherever. We dropped 6 episodes, something that YouTube tells you not to do. We dropped 6 episodes on day one on our YouTube channel, being with 0 subscribers. Everybody just happily spread the word, happily tweeted, people came, and then it just sort of rolled from there. So that's when we decided that we are going to make IPs. That's what we want to do. And after that, we created Missfield, we created 22 Yarns, we created Little More GK, India Plays. So that's my kick. My kick is ke log jayadad banate hain, property khareedte hain, right?
Tum IP bana rahe ho.
मुझे आइडियाज खड़े करने और मुझे इंटेलेक्चुअल प्रॉपर्टी ओन करनी है, दैट्स द एसेट क्लास दैट आई डील इन, एंड दैट्स द एसेट क्लास दैट आई, दैट रिक्वायर्स मी टू बी ऑफ कोर्स क्रिएटिव एज वेल, बट ऑल्सो द डिस्कनेक्शन फ्रॉम दैट क्रिएटिविटी आफ्टर डूइंग इट रियली हेल्प्स मी ट्रीट इट एज अ प्रोडक्ट, सो आई कैन ऑप्टिमाइज द मोनेटाइजेशन.
रिमेंबर इन 2017 व्हेन वी वर डूइंग मोरकास्ट, दैट एपिसोड इन योर ऑफिस, आई रिमेंबर यू टेलिंग मी एट दैट पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम दैट योर बिगर विजन इज नॉट to just talk about cricket but sports in India, right, and you would get into other sports and provide the stories coming out of those sports, and that's a lot of work. How would you balance that out? At some point you would get stretched too thin, right?
True. We still stick true to that. Obviously with Breakfast with Champions, very interesting thing happened which you should never complain about, but it sort of almost became a victim of its own success, where we figured that now people only wanted cricket on that, and by that I mean sponsors, platforms, partners, audience. It became a cricket show. My intention was never to make it a cricket show. My intention was for it to be a sports show, but it just became that. But that doesn't stop us from bringing multiple sport in other things. So we did a passion project called India Plays. India Plays was ordinary Indians doing extraordinary things in the world of sport. We knew nobody would watch it. We know that is desh mein sir. अभी भी जब बातें होती हैं कि अरे सिर्फ स्टार सन और स्टार डॉटर्स ही आते हैं बिजनेस में, देखो भाई आप लोग ही हो जो
तो मैं देखना ही वही है,
तैमूर की फोटो देखना चाहता है, राइट? तैमूर तो आके बोल नहीं रहा आपको कि मेरी फोटो देखो, वो तो बेचारा बोल ही नहीं सकता कुछ, तो गुगू गागा करता है, आपको देखनी है ना उसकी फोटो. तो सिमिलरली लोग कहते तो रहते हैं कि यू आर नॉट प्रमोटिंग अदर स्पोर्ट. भाई जब हम करते हैं, जब हम पैसे लगाते हैं, जब हम 4 लोगों का क्रू भेजते हैं ड्रोन और कैमरास के साथ एक और शहर ये वीडियो बनाने के लिए, तो आप आते हो देखने? नहीं आते ना आप देखने, ठीक है? हमने खराब नहीं बनाया, हमें पता है हमने क्या बनाया. तो हमने कहा चलो कोई बात नहीं, पर हमें बनाना है. दिस इज अ पैशन प्रोजेक्ट. पैशन प्रोजेक्ट ट्रूली मीन्स कि जो चीज आपने करी, जिसने आपको पैसा थोड़ा कमा के दिया, उसको आप इसमें लगा दोगे, ठीक है? क्योंकि इसमें से आपको खुशी मिल रही है, विच इज बियॉन्ड डॉलर्स एंड सेंट्स, राइट? सो यू गॉट टू डू दिस, दिस इज योर मिशन, योर प्रोफेशन इज सब्सिडाइजिंग योर मिशन. I always tell the team, I said, if your heart is in the right place, if your mission is correct, if there's sincerity in process, then don't worry about it. You create the asset. Yeah. It will get monetized.
Almost 4 years into it now, and then suddenly when this lockdown happened, and it's just not the lockdown, it's how the game has now changed going forward.
It is an existing economic downturn that has got cloaked further with a pandemic.
Basically, I mean, for those who didn't understand this, we are fucked. Like, that's what it means.
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell, yes. But a lot has changed, right? A lot has changed. But isn't that good for the content business as such? If you can still
I don't know, really, because here's the thing, man. While we're all saying that, yes, we can sit at home and make content, your viewer is going, I don't want to watch your Insta Live. I don't want to watch your Zoom show.
Not Insta Live.
Because why should I watch it? I have 50 years worth of top-notch content available on my television, on my laptop, on my iPad, on my phone, right? So just because the creator has no other way to create, the viewer has 50,000 other options. And the viewer is tired of saying one more Zoom call where audio is dropping, quality is dropping, something is buffering, kisi ka internet chala gaya. Main kyun dekhu? Kya zarurat hai? Maine koi Insta Live nahi dekha jab se shuru hua. I think it's a shitty concept. I think it's half-baked. I think it's lazy. I think everybody thinks that they can do a chat show. And the interface, the UI, UX of Instagram for lives is absolutely rubbish. Half the face is covered.
That's a shitty experience.
Why the fuck do you have comments on if you're not going to read them, right? Then let me see the person's face. Why are you doing one-hour chats that are live? Nobody does one-hour chats that are live, all right? Even when we did X-Training for 1 hour, it was only for about 35 to 40 minutes. There were ad breaks in the middle. If you think that you can carry a one-hour conversation with your best friend and you talk about the same things, which is, let's be fortunate, we're so lucky. Boss, nobody is interested, right? So please.
That's being delusional, actually.
Absolutely, this pomposity.
I did one live at the beginning and then I was like, I'm not doing this. No. If I'm going to do anything, I'm going to do a proper show with proper setting, properly dressed up, and give them whatever best you can online.
Your viewer has Netflix and Amazon and Hotstar Disney and Apple TV and fucking Z5 and Sony Live, everything. They've got options. They can watch.
Yeah.
I can today choose to say, I'm going to watch the greatest films in history that I've never seen, and this pandemic could go on till 2022 and I'll still not be done. Right?
Correct. Actually, there's so much of content out there.
It just is. Why the hell do I have to watch Instagram Live? So I keep going sometimes on Instagram just to see how many views. Sometimes I go, dude, there's 9 viewers here. I mean, even all your family couldn't be bothered to be here, right?
Kiske liye kar rahe ho?
You baitho chupchap, yaar. Kya hai? Video game khelo. Maze karo.
But are you in the process of redefining this now for your company? Where do you go from here?
Yeah, dekho, toh humne isolation Premier League kiya, theek hai? Ab jab humne isolation Premier League shuru kiya, we were the first people to start. Everyone was telling us, "Are Instagram live pe kuch kar lo." Humne kaha, "Mujhe nahi karna bhai." Theek hai? Agar hum kuch karenge, toh hum thoda effort laga ke karenge. Toh humne ye figure out kiya. We had 2 editors, we had VFX. Humne isolation Premier League bhi within the parameters, jaisa kar sakte the, acha kara humne. Par humne 12 episode kare, humne chhod diya. Because by that time, everybody has started doing that. I said, chalo, ab okay na. Ab hum aage kya karenge? Ab hum podcast kar sakte hain. Hum 22 Yarns ka agla season kar sakte hain. Humne ek nahi, humne 5 podcast conceptualize kar liye. Right?
Okay. But when 5 different.
5 different ones. Right? Ab hum usko karenge ke, agar humne karna hai, toh we still have to do it in a way where, jaise ke, you told me we'll do a podcast. I said, I already have a mic. You said, fantastic. But agar mere paas nahi hota mic, toh humari audio quality bilkul alag ho jati. Correct.
So, jin ko mic chahiye, please apply to be on the...
Kindly contact us and have some stories ready for any of our multiple podcasts, which you don't know what they are. So, just throw it in the air, mistake. Just call me.
Mic ke liye hum kuch bhi kar sakte hain.
Tumhare head of production ko jo bola gaya ki hum 25 mic order karenge, kare pagal to nahi ho gaye sir aap? कर क्या रहे हो मैंने कहा भाई पेंडेमिक में क्या तुम एक आदमी को बोलोगे कि ये माइक लो और अच्छा अब किसने यूज किया था अब तुम यूज करो इसको मैंने कहा देखो भाई ऐसे भी पूरे दिन नहीं आया यार तू तो ना करो यार मतलब पेंडेमिक में तुम किसी को ना बोलो कि ये सर ये माइक किसने यूज किया था और अब आप यूज कर लो माइक को सैनिटाइजर में नहीं डुबो सकते
करेक्ट
और अगर डुबोगे
तो अटेम्प्ट भी मत कीजिए
दूसरा आदमी उसको यूज नहीं कर सकता सो एनीवे वी आर ऑलवेज ट्राइंग एंड सेइंग बॉस कुछ अलग कर सकते हो हमने एक शो पिच किया है विच इन्वॉल्व्स पीपल इन मल्टीपल सिटीज बट यू स्टिल गोना शूट इट इन 4K यू गोना शूट इट यूजिंग पेंडेमिक रेगुलेशंस बट मेक द शो लुक लाइक इट्स नॉट बीन डन इन अ पेंडेमिक मतलब आप जूम में नहीं कर रहे इसको आप प्रॉपरली शूट कर रहे हो सो वी कॉन्स्टेंटली थिंकिंग ऑफ द व्यूअर राइट नॉट दैट हमारे 20 लोग हैं तो हमें कुछ ना कुछ तो करना है तो चलो इंस्टा लाइव कर लो नहीं 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 हमें टाइम पास नहीं करना हमें इसमें भी गिवन द गार्डरेल्स प्रोडक्ट बनाना है अच्छा
It's kind of a revelation, even right now. The reason why I'm finding it difficult to get words right now is because I have been thinking of creating so much of content, which I have not really gotten into. But there have been ideas I've been working on. And my whole concept was, yaar, abhi kuch hai nahi, toh phone ka camera le, mic le, aur shuru ho ja, right? Yeah. Create something out of it. Yeah. But I'll be honest, at any given point of time, my mind didn't go in that direction saying, user experience, how good or bad would that be? Right? Are you still giving them a show which is a show that would have been there even if the pandemic was not there?
Yeah.
Almost of the same quality. I wasn't really actually even not even thinking in that direction, which opens my mind.
Sir,
we have come here to open it. Look, I'm going to open my diary. These ideas are in the dustbin. But no, honestly, I think a lot of revelations out there in terms of how you've been building up the business. But I think the big thing that came out for me was there is a level of smartness behind all of this. And smartness, not just in terms of how things are done technically or otherwise.
Yep.
I think smartness in terms of what people want, what consumers want.
I would like to just change that word. I mean, because it sounds very pompous of me to say smartness to myself. But I would say just some diligence and thought and care. And just
ye pompous na laga
matlab dekhiye
main to ek smartness boli thi aapne to teen hi add kar diye
smartness is assuming that the process has been a success right what I am saying is process has sincerity that's all so that is the difference between the term you used and I used I really like the word smartness because that assumes the given in this mathematical formula ki banda hai genius And I insist that you don't edit this out because it is inspirational. What you've done is inspirational for people. Let them hear it. Let them hear you.
But you are.
Let them hear you deconstructing my carefully constructed inferiority projection that I do.
Yeah, I can see this carefully constructed phrase is quite a favorite of yours.
I love it. I love it. No. Carefully constructed careless look.
Yeah, that was a nice phrase. I'm going to use it somewhere where you're not there. But Gaurav Kapoor, thank you so much. Thank you so much for doing this once again. And whether you accept it or not, for me, you are a creative genius. You genuinely are. And also a very hardworking, diligent, blah, blah, blah.
Humble.
But most of all, a creative genius. Humble also. But thanks a lot for doing this, yeah. Thanks a lot.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. It's as usual. I really enjoy talking to you. You know that I have enjoyed talking to you even when you were in your old avatar of corporate ho, ho, ho. In
oh yeah
in a company which is very curiously titled Microsoft
seriously we should do an episode on sex yeah now that you have dropped so many hints
in a good humor I feel like I'm Howard Stern in me which never buys time in the sun because of us being such a prudish country who is constantly having sex but refusing to talk about it right We're in a race with China and both China and India are just so averse. Sex, dirty word. But dirty word which you are doing all the time. Right? I mean, half the people you know, if you say, beta, tumhare papa kya karte the? Uncle, yehi karte the. Dekho na. Aad bhai rehne.
I liked how in this one sentence, that very long sentence, you used Harvard, sex, China and somewhere words like prudent. Like this should be a quiz question. Fit all of these beta into one sentence and try it.
And you must have correct pauses and punctuation as well. That's the challenge. But yeah, so it's always a pleasure talking to you. And I hope you edit this episode that it has some semblance of sanity. But that's a big joke.
I'm going to just put the sex parts on it and release it. You told me last time. 10 minute ke episode rakha kar to 10 minute wala to baat hoi gaya isme
I do want to tell all the listeners that everything I've said in this episode has been complete bullshit so just ignore all of it
Hey, that was Gaurav Kapoor and I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I really did. One of the big things that came out really was that just having passion doesn't necessarily mean that you will create a great business out of it. Especially if you're just sitting there with the romantic idea that I'm passionate about something and I've jumped into it. Nah, that's not how it works. If you really want to convert your passion into business, you got to be ready to do some real hard work. You have to be ready for the ups and downs in the business. You have to be ready to understand the nuts and bolts of your industry, of your art, of your profession. And then you have to have the intelligence to collaborate with the right people and to bring them all together towards one common goal. And that one common goal is creating a great product for your consumers. And that's what Gaurav Kapoor did with his company Oak Tree and IPs like Breakfast with Champions. So to all those people who are raring to take their passion and create a business out of it, before you start, please do share this episode with your friends and family. Also, if you have any comments, you can connect with me on Instagram at @Anshu_more, on Twitter at @AnshuMore, and on Facebook at @AnshuMore. So, till we meet again on another episode of Stupid No More, please take care of yourself and take care of people around you. Stay safe. Cheers. Hey, this is Anshu Moore and I'm the host of Stupid No More. If you ever wanted to start your own podcast, you might think you need all kinds of equipment to set it up. Well, it turns out all you need is Anchor. Anchor is an all-in-one free tool from Spotify that lets you create your own podcast and get it heard everywhere. With Anchor, you can record, edit, and be heard on all listening platforms. It also works in your web browser or right from Anchor's mobile app. And best of all, it's totally free. So make your podcast with Anchor today by going to anchor.fm. That's anchor.fm. This is a Commune production. This episode was produced by Abbas Momin and supervised by Pranika Borkar. Vijay is our editor and sound designer.